إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد My dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu said about the coming of His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a ni'mah. Allah has given a... Now ni'mah is very difficult, one of the like many of these Arabic terms in the Quran, very difficult to translate, because if you say gift, we don't get the actual, you know, the importance of the word. I mean, a gift can be anything, you know. I can give you a pen, that's a gift. It's not a ni'mat. So it's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but a ni'mat is something which is so, you know, very beautiful and so amazing, and which is a source of great benefits. So ni'mat is not just a gift. I mean, it is a gift obviously, but it's not just a gift in any ordinary sense. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the coming of His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a gift on the mu'mineen. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained why that is a gift. And Allah said that He sent him to do four things. يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمْهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterated and underlined and said, وَإِن كَانُوا مِن قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ Allah said, and before this, these people, the mu'mineen, they were misguided. ضَلَالٌ مُبِينٌ They were greatly misguided. So the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it as a ni'mah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, before that, people were misguided. Which also means that people who, after the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are not on the path of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are misguided. Because the criterion of guidance is only one, which is the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to also ask for this path as the dua to make in Surah Al-Fatiha, which is the surah we pray in every rakat of every salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, اِهْدِنَا السِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ سِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ask for this. Ask for guidance to the path of Siratul Mustaqim. Allah did not say ask for Jannah. Allah said, ask for guidance to the path of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How? Why do I say that? Because Allah said, Siratul Ladina An'amta Alayhim. The path of the one whom we, or path of those who we have bestowed our grace on. An'amta Alayhim, who we gave our inam on. So therefore, this sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the importance of it. Now, as I mentioned in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned four things. Yatlu alayhim ayatihi. Allah said, tilawat kijiye. Hamari jo ayat aaye hain unke samne. Recite the ayat so that you can recite to them what we have revealed. Yatlu alayhim ayatihi. Wa yuzakkihim. And purify them. Tazkiyatun nafs and external and internal purification. Purify them. Wa yuzakkihim wa yuallimuhumul kitab. And teach them the book. Which book? The same one which you first recited. Teach them that book. Wa yuallimuhumul kitab wal hikmah. And then show them how to implement that. The hikmat of it, the wisdom of it, the methodology of implementing that. Now, among the various forms of misguidance that we fall into, we seem to divide this into two parts. And I don't want to go into all the details, it takes too long and I don't think we need to do that here. But we divide it into two parts and we say, the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is enough for us. But the kitab itself is saying that the kitab alone is not enough, that the kitab has to be approached in this way, which is listen to the ayat, then prepare yourself by purifying yourself internally and externally to receive this kalam of Allah, which means that simply listening to it is not receiving it. It's receiving it is something else. So prepare yourself to receive it and then learn it. Explain. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told, explain this. Now, whole point to understand is, this kitab did not come to people like us who don't understand Arabic. We need the explanation. The kitab came to the people who are the sahibul kalam. They are the people of the language. To the extent that even today, when there is any difference of opinion on the meaning of any particular word of the Quran, the scholars go back to what was the understanding of the Sahaba. Whatever the word is, they say, how did the Sahaba understand it? What is our evidence today from the from history and so on? And I'm talking linguistics. I'm not even talking about theology. I'm saying in linguistically, when they want to understand the meaning of a word of the Quran, they say, go back to the understanding of the Sahaba. How did they understand that word? That is taken as the standard for understanding of the language. So these were people who were the standard of the language. But yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, it is not enough to recite to them, teach them that book. And that teaching also, it is not enough to teach. First prepare them to receive this kalam, then teach. And then not only teach, but teach them how to implement. Hikmah, the hikmah of it. What is the value of it, how exactly to do it. And see the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then took this methodology. So on the one hand is the kitab itself, which is the words. And the second one is how to implement the words, the methodology, which we know as the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah took this methodology, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the one who follows this methodology, every action of his will become ibadah. Every action of his will become ibadah. And I want you to understand, what is the meaning of saying every action will become ibadah? What is the meaning of ibadah? Ibadah means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that particular action, not only will Allah not take hisab from you and me for that action, Allah will actually reward us for this action. We will actually get reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this action. Now see the actions. For example, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whenever you put on your shoes, shake them out. Because some insects might be there, something might be there. If you live in Australia, you will realize the value of this. Because as they say, 9 out of the 10 most poisonous spiders are in Australia. So somebody else said, instead of saying 9 out of the 10, say 9 of the 9 are in Australia. Because now, imagine if you put on your shoes, and if there is a poisonous spider in your shoes, then you are in serious trouble. And many such accidents have happened. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, shake out your shoes. When you put on your shoes, turn them over and shake them out. Now, very simple action. Obviously, logical, sensible thing to do. Anyone will do it. If you go to Australia, everybody does it. Muslim, non-Muslim, because they know. They have learned from their personal hard experience or somebody else's experience. What is the cost of not doing that? So they all do it. But the Muslim does this, not because of the spider, but because this is the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. With this intention, he does it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only saves him from the spider, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala converts this action of shaking the shoe into ibadah. Allah will reward him for this. Now, what more do you want, tell me? I mean, what is the... Now, similarly, you take other things. Take, for example, drinking water. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are so many sunan in the drinking of water. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hold the glass with your right hand, look into the glass, sit down, drink it in 3 gulps or 3 sips. Don't drink it at once. And then say Alhamdulillah. Say, start with Bismillah and then finish and say Alhamdulillah. Now, very simple, obvious logical thing. You just grab something and you drink it. You don't know what you are drinking. Maybe there is some impurity in the water. It is obviously sensible to look into the water. It's better to sit down and drink anyway. To drink in 3 sips instead of 1 is also good, because sometimes when you are very thirsty, you suddenly drink in 1 gulp and it goes down the wrong way, you choke and all kinds of things. Now, all of this is perfectly sensible, logical logical way of drinking water, which anybody will do. But when you do it with this intention that this is the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I am doing it for that intention, not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the physical benefits of it, but this becomes, drinking of water becomes an act of worship. And that is why in some other khutbah I said, how is it that we can convert every single action of our lives into an act of worship? One line answer, do it according to the sunnah. And that also shows the value of the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is what sometimes the munafiqeen and so on, they used to try to criticize. And they used to say, what kind of Nabi is this? He teaches you how to do istinja. He teaches you how to wash yourself after you have gone to the toilet. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that is the degree to which, the granularity of the degree to which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this deed, that nothing is left unspoken about, nothing is left unmentioned. Every single action of a person is mentioned and taught with the idea that if you do it with that intention, then Allah converts this into ibadah. Allah actually gives us reward for this. And subhanAllah, wallahi, on the day of judgment, we will really realize the reward for these things. This whole issue of beard, which I keep talking about. Imagine, I mean, subhanAllah, may Allah bless you. I mean, people have, you know, you take it to heart, mashallah, and you grow the beards. Of course, I say it because I get double the reward. You grow the beard, I also get the reward. But my point is that, imagine that, in any case, a man looks better when he has a beard. Allah made him with a beard. So, it adds to your face value, so to speak. You look better with a headgear, you know, with a turban or whatever headgear if you wear. That is normal. I mean, this is, it's a fashion statement. But instead of doing it as a fashion statement, you say, Alhamdulillah, this is the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I'm wearing an imamah, this is the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I have a beard because of the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will convert this into an action of ibadah. Allah will actually give us reward for this. Imagine you are sleeping peacefully, your beard is growing, Allah is rewarding you. What more do you want? I mean, you know, how can we deny this? And that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having said all of this, and see the rahmat of my Rabb, not only does Allah give a reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحُبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah said, say to these people who claim to love Allah, to do your ittiba. Do my ittiba, just do what I do. Be like me, act like me, walk like me, talk like me, Allah will love you. So one is the action, which is good in itself. Even without all of this, it's a good action anyway. Number two, that good action, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually rewarding us for it. And as if that is not enough, I always say Allah never counts and gives. Allah ginke nahi dete, bada badshah hai. So Allah does not count and give. So not only is the reward as ibadah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, I will love that person. Ab iska kya mayar, how do you quantify, what does it mean to be loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And as a taste of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wallahu ghafurur rahim. Allah said, minimum, absolutely, just a taste of that is, I'll forgive all your sins. Now, aage jo hona hai, wo to alag cheez hai. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts and to open our eyes to the value of the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to enable us to bring this sunnah into our lives in every aspect of our life. Because the sunnah covers every single aspect of our lives. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill your lives with his nur and with the barakah of the sunnah of his Habib Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and enable us to practice the sunnah as a sign of our love for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also love us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.